You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
To you live from the Cross Country Mortgage Campus in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Bo Bishop and Nathan Zagura.
All right, let's do it live on a first Friday edition of the program. Merely Bo, the great Z. I didn't bring water in here. Uno, water! Oh, there you go. Good job. How you living, buddy?
Thirsty now. Oh, Uno. Uno's looking for that fourth arrow up. Griff is on a heater.
The stock report
came
right
in
now.
Early. I said earlier today, I said when Griff started last July, and I think he was unsure of us. We didn't know really what to make of Griff at that moment. And then now, if you had bought stock then, if you said, you know what? I think that there's something special going on here, and you bought that stock, it would be like saying that you bought Bitcoin when it was like a dollar.
That's right.
That's what Griff's done.
It's a rocket ship. Yeah. It was all, I mean,
Uno came in hot. Uno was an IPO of like a known company.
It's like you didn't need Belfort to come on there with the Steve Madden IPO to hype it up. Like it was known.
Yeah.
You came on in, and so that was it. Yeah. But no, they're both doing great work. I'm very proud of both of them. I love the fact that Uno is now being recognized publicly. I think that's great. Griff's next.
And I learned that Griff's going to play such a big role in some of our future plans that it's very exciting.
Oh, my gosh. Perhaps even partnerships.
Yes. It's not out of the question. And then Uno showing an aptitude for marketing that I was very pleased at discovering today.
Yeah. Well, he's thinking outside the box.
Minored in marketing in college, so I have a little bit in there.
Well, there
a little bit of knowledge.
Duh.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Why wouldn't he?
Duh.
Wouldn't he
winning. I'd like Uno to start talking like Charlie Sheen, just like duh.
Duh.
Winning. Uno's good at marketing. Duh. Winning.
There's a moment in time, right?
Yes.
When he was doing that?
That was
all tied to the 2.5 men negotiation. Is that what that was? Like they were trying to get him
That's
to
when
do
they got
more
him
of
out.
It.
He was out.
They tried to get him to do more of it. He wanted more money. He was a holdout. And then they said, fine, you're out. We don't need you.
They brought Ashton in.
And they brought, was he the first one they brought in?
I think so. He was the first permanent.
Yeah. So they did that. But then and then he just went off.
Tiger blood.
Off. Tiger off blood the- winning. All of it.
The winning was
winning was unbelievable.
Duh, winning.
Duh, winning. Yeah, that was a lot of it.
Do you guys even know about that?
I don't think they probably do. That was a moment in time. Probably is it as much as 8 years ago, 7 years ago?
I was gonna say, 20.
Or is it even longer? You think it's 20? No, it's definitely social media was around
for sure. I think it's probably the answer is probably like 12.
Well, if it was after 2.5 Men,
that's a good point. That's been a long time.
Like that show. I mean, that kid's all like. And it's got to be 30 now, right? The kid that was in that show?
All right. I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now. I think you might be. Actually, you might be right. It might even have. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He did anger management from 2012 to 2014. So
we're at least we're
year,
before that.
At least a decade ago. 2.5 Men was roasted. Let's see. It looks like it's like 2011. They terminated the contract in March of 2011.
2011.
13 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like 2 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been before I was
Yeah, you weren't locked in.
To things
so
like
social
that.
Media was around, though, because I remember it being a big Twitter thing
oh,
at the
my,
time.
Yes.
Like, it was like, did you see what he did? Did you see the tweet?
Oh, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
I still send him in gift form quite a bit. A nice duh winning.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was always he's just a huge baseball guy. So
yeah.
Would always get excited like when the Indians would make a run in the postseason, he'd jump a little bit.
He was the wild thing.
And he was the wild thing, yeah.
Is that his Mount Rushmore? You know, if we were doing the rewatchables,
I think it's probably Wall Street. You mean his Apex?
His
Apex is probably Wall Street.
Wild Thing, Rick Vaughn is so iconic.
I'm saying it. Agreed, but Wall Street's Academy Award Best Picture.
Sure.
He's the lead in an Oliver Stone movie with Michael Douglas. Goes toe to toe with him. Like, that's coming out of Platoon. So, like, he's doing Wall Street, Platoon, into, like, Young Guns, and then eventually into Rick Vaughn. Like, all that's around the same time.
I think not. Apex.
Then it falls off. But I think that I think it's probably Wall Street. It's probably the Apex Mountain for him. Yeah. Emilio Estevez's brother.
Yeah.
How about that?
By the way, you mentioned Michael Douglas. You see, he's in Apple Plus is apparently doing all kinds of crazy historical awesome epics.
Yeah, so they did the Fly one that I'm going to watch hopefully tomorrow on the plane.
Yeah, Master of the Air.
Masters of the Air.
And then Napoleon, which was supposed to be...
The Napoleon movie or the series? So the movie bombed, though, right?
The Joaquin Phoenix one?
Yeah, I think it bombed.
I don't know. It looks good.
It did. The trailers looked awesome.
Yeah.
But I think it bombed.
Okay.
And I know they have a Lincoln thing coming out, like Manhunt.
Yes, which has the guy from Masters of the Air is in it.
Okay.
And he's the one who assassinated Abraham Lincoln.
John Wilkes.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
Yes, that's who he plays. And then there's one coming out about Ben Franklin. And Ben Franklin like going over to France to get them to help us out in the Revolutionary War, starring Michael Douglas as Ben Franklin.
Wow. How old is Michael Douglas now? He's got to be early 80s?
I don't know. It looks in this one he looked good. I was into it. I like
He's 79. Stuff. He's 79.
79.
And then the crazy thing is at age 55 begged Catherine Zeta-Jones at her prime. Straight off of like Zorro and all that.
Yep.
Good job at him.
Great job.
Yeah, very good job. I'm interested in that stuff. I'm very curious. We fly tomorrow. In my head, I had that it was a 5-hour time change, but a Hawaiian told me it's 6.
That's right.
So
it is 6, and it's probably flight time total. You're going where through where?
Well, it's 12. It's Phoenix. I mean, it's 12 hours of total time that I'm going to be. Actually, it's 13 now because I was working under a 5-hour time change, but a 6-hour time change tells me it's actually more like 13 hours of total flight. We leave tomorrow like at 7.
Yeah.
We get into Honolulu tomorrow around 3:30 their time. So that's 8:30. No, that's 9:30 our time.
Yeah, so 14 so that's hours of travel.
That's a full day.
Here's the thing that you guys just all have to come to terms with is that you are likely – now you're going for – a good amount of time, so maybe as it progresses, you'll get there. But for the first few days, like you're going to wake up at like 4:30 in the morning, and you're just going to have to go and eat breakfast, and you will be asleep.
They're open.
Yeah, they got
because they got to know that
they
people
know
are
people
all
just
screwed
all
up,
messed up. Yeah,
yeah. So I wouldn't even mind staying on like a 5 a.m. start your day.
Yeah, that's gonna
that would be okay.
That's gonna happen.
Okay,
I don't know if you're okay with it. 5 a.m. Bootsy might just be.
Well, he's going to be shot out of a cannon because the first two nights we're staying in Honolulu at a Disney. So he is going to be.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow upon arrival.
So it's a Disney hotel?
He's going to be shot out of a cannon. It's a resort thing with the Disney characters and all that business.
Minnie.
So he's got, like, we were just at Disney a year ago. He's got, like, his little thing for the autographs. And you know how he feels about stuffies.
Oh,
and you witnessed it. So, his zest is going to be. Whatever his zest can be tomorrow after 14 hours of travel, it'll be there. It'll be to a 12.
Full zest.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
the key
miss
is
them.
You're going to have to sleep.
I'm going to miss these guys in the streets. I'm going to be
alone. You're on your own. Yeah, you were into it last night. I was making dinner, and they were playing Fortnite with you. I think
still,
you're winning.
They still haven't grasped the... Health is the most important thing. Your best ability is availability. How do you have availability? By having health.
That's it.
And when you have no health... It is. You could be one shot away from
So they're just not. They're not med kitting the way that they need to.
No,
or they're
carrying,
not avoiding.
Bootsy's still carrying bandages. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Didn't NBC light him up for that?
He did. Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
No, none of them had a med kit. Not one. I was like, nobody has med kits. What are we doing here?
Kind of a med kit.
We're like racing through the storm. I'm dying in storm. Because like in the team, you want to spread that out so that you know everybody's got some, so you can have more. you know, weapons and whatnot. But
yeah,
that's what we were doing there.
Yeah, there you go. Do we have some news here? Looks like
we do have some news.
Confirmed the signings of Jameis and Tyler Huntley. So
yes,
that's happened.
Yes, we got a crazy text yesterday saying implying that Mr. Dog was in the house. Not.
Yeah, I think that very well may be a nickname, but there is an illustrious quarterback once said, there's only one AB in the AFC North.
That's right.
Right.
Even though
on a schedule reveal,
by the way,
show that we were doing
the irony.
Come again?
The irony of that statement is that he was correct. There was only one AB in the AFC.
That's
North.
Right.
The other was in the AFC West at the time.
Already gone.
So he was right, but also wrong.
But also wrong. Which, in a way, the tenure
that nets. Yeah. That's
So yeah. So the
his Twitter is at Snoop1.
So he's leaning into it.
Pro Football Reference has his nickname as Snoop. Wasn't there a guy like
there was a kid that played
Marvin
at Florida
Minnis?
State named Marvin Snoop Minnis.
I just had it, Marvin Minnis.
You nailed it. Yeah, so he was a first-team All-American in 2000.
Yes, Snoop Minnis.
He was suspended for the national championship game against Oklahoma. They were going for back-to-back national titles. He was suspended for the national championship game because of academic reasons. He got a 0.0 GPA in the football semester, and so they played for a national title without their first-team All-American wide receiver. And in the old, what's amazing is in those days they didn't just make it right. Like, why didn't somebody at FSU just say, no,
he's good.
He's got a 2.0.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go. It's one game.
Right.
Get him the grades. Like who?
It's like Isaiah Ryder.
Who at FSU was fighting him? Fighting the football program.
I don't know.
That can't go well.
I'm a Snoop Minnis. I knew it's amazing. So there was a time when I was aware of at least the most prominent in college football.
Well, you would have been at Emory at that point. So that would have been, I mean, they were the kings of Southern football at that time. Florida State was. They played for the first three BCS national
Bobby
titles.
Bowden.
Yeah, they played
for
it.
So were you doing, 98, were you there
2000.
Then?
No, I got there right after.
Right after.
Right after, yeah.
So you never covered Snoop Minnis?
I did not.
And you never covered our next guest?
No, I missed Jameis by quite a ways, actually.
Yeah.
So like the last, I think the last
Chris
quarterback I
Winkie?
Covered there. No, I Wank, yeah. And then it was a kid named Chris Ricks, who was a Southern California kid who fell really flat on his face.
Yes, he did.
And then they had a couple of big-time recruits, so Drew Weatherford, Xavier Lee. Those both didn't work. And then they finally hit with E.J. Manuel, was the first one that hit. Or was it Ponder? Was it Christian Ponder? I can't remember which one was which.
Two first-round picks that really didn't do much in the
yeah, and then Jameis
the association. Yeah,
yeah. So they went like three straight first-round picks.
Yeah,
at quarterback, like kind of like Ohio State has, and I guess Oklahoma did. Or did were all they? No, Jalen wasn't a one.
He was a two.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there you go. So it's official. 1 year contract on Jameis and on Huntley as well. So both those guys getting those formalities done throughout the day. I'm trying to remember what we did or did not do yesterday, but we did Jerry, the extension, right?
We did. It was announced by Ian Rappaport at 2:46.
That's right. That's right. He was floating around the building, and we're like, oh, remember the satchel?
Satchel.
Yeah, that guy looked great in a satchel, by the way, in the photo that we saw a little bit
it
later.
It was a tremendous satchel. And it's something that I think is a beautiful thing when you have a great satchel. I think Griff will be armed with a satchel in his future employment.
Well, considering, I mean, I envision Griff when he's working in our employ, or perhaps in partnership. In partnership with. I kind of envision him as a Mr. Fix-It.
That's right. We have a problem.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like
solve a great many problems in many ways.
He's gonna be like Rip.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a rip.
That's what I like. Yeah.
There Are you go. Up for that, Griff?
Sure. He's in.
Yeah. He's up for that.
Yeah. And I think Uno's just gonna be a bowl of enthusiasm.
That's what I bring.
Yeah. And then we'll have Peepaw Gibbe out on the driving range as our starter.
Peepaw.
He'll be out there starting, slipping in for a nice cold beer every once in a while. Enjoying those employee Mondays.
Yeah. He will. He'll be big,
big on that. Yeah, that's going to be big. I think we've done it.
What's up, sister? We got a lot of that.
Going to be a lot of that. Yeah, that'll happen. Jameis is addressing the Cleveland media right now. He is allegedly he's coming in here next. So we'll see.
That's the word.
That's the word on the streets.
That's the word.
Yeah. James Prochet back as well.
Did we get a I'm in. I'm curious. We didn't get a sweet bio for Jameis like we've gotten for some of our other guests, which was very well done, by the way.
I think there's a pretty good chance we can handle it.
I think so. Yeah. I think we're going to be just fine.
I think we'll be all right on that. I think we will be.
Are we going to ask him about the handoff heard around the world and how what a great joy we got? Can we phrase it that we got such joy out of how angry he made Arthur right. Smith, so, who we are not fans of?
Okay. I think that I would say no, because I think that could be entrapment for him.
Sure.
And first impression of the new organization, I don't know that we want to entrap him.
I just want to keep the. I just want to talk about Arthur Smith, really.
I do too, but my guess is he won't. Probably won't be crazy about it.
Why don't we have as a test? We'll have Uno ask him that question.
From in there?
Yeah, behind the glass.
Behind the glass.
It's like when Robin had to ask some tough questions sometimes on Howard when she would really get after somebody maybe a little bit more than Howard would.
Yeah,
she's behind the glass.
Behind the glass. Yeah. Yeah. So he's talking right now. That's what's going on.
Folks, this is in radio.
He Stretch. Is on his last question.
Oh, keep last talking. Question.
Then I okay. believe keep he's talking. Headed here.
Give me two pieces of advice for tomorrow. Give me your two pieces of advice. You've done it.
Have your entertainment ready.
Yeah.
That.
So if the Wi-Fi is good enough on the American flight, then I'm just going to watch Hoops.
Okay.
So I'll just pay for that, and I'll watch Hoops.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so then covered.
And I've downloaded more movies than I can count for the boys.
And make
but
sure
there aren't enough movies to make it.
Make sure everybody's got snacks.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Bootsy.
Yeah,
make sure he's got snacks.
This is heaven for him. He just gets to sit and watch movies and just have snacks.
And just a lot of serenity now.
Yeah, it's a long way.
Serenity now.
So
it's going to be long.
Are there two flights arduous, before you even leave the mainland?
No. It's here to Phoenix. Phoenix there.
Oh, all right.
Phoenix there.
So
that's going to be a flight.
It's got to be like eight.
It's going to be a flight.
Yeah, it's going to be like 7 hours. Because
it's out there, brother.
Well, it's six. Yeah, the six time zone thing is what really got me. It's like, oh, that's way out
so
there.
So you're doing
and somebody
two
said
days.
It's halfway. When you get to the Pacific, you're not even halfway.
Yeah. It's like it was at least a 5+ from San Francisco or L.A.
Yeah.
When you get there, so 2 days at this Disney in Honolulu.
Yeah.
So that's the big island, right?
Yeah.
And then where?
Maui.
Then you go to Maui.
Yeah. So that's the way it's going to go.
That'll be nice.
That'll be where hopefully that's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all the blonde. All I did was book flights. The rest of it was her. Normally I'm hands-on on this stuff. Like I'm picking hotels and no, she did it. She did the hotels. She did the excursions. She did it.
Oh, so, what are some of the big excursions?
We're doing the Jurassic Park thing in Honolulu.
Yeah.
Where you get the whatever they do. They're doing that.
They have the big doors, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's where it was filmed. So yeah. We're doing that. We've got a boat. We've got a catamaran boat, sailboat thing for a day.
Beautiful.
Thing that we did. There's I don't know some other things. I'm really at this. Jesus, take the wheel.
Go
see
ahead.
What happens. Let's see what happens.
I just did for summer. We did a Reynolds Plantation, Lake Oconee.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, we got a house right on the water. Run a boat for a couple
that's
days.
That's amazing.
With the kids
have you been down there?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say like that's such an odd drop, but if you hadn't been there, to
so I went to school in Atlanta.
Of course.
So
yes.
A couple of my friends had their parents who were rather well to do. Had
places
houses
that,
at Reynolds Plantation at Great Waters, and so we'd go out there. Every
That's
time.
Awesome. It's, that place is great.
It's unreal.
It's so good. Oh, I'm very excited.
Me too.
I didn't even know that was an option. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were looking
think of
into
something
that.
To somewhere we could go that the kids haven't been somewhere, and then because it's here to Atlanta, that's such an easy flight.
It's
an
easy
we have so
flight.
Much Delta, we can probably get that on miles. And then,
and if anything goes wrong,
we're looking
a billion
at Lake,
flights.
We're so looking fine. At Lake Winnipesaukee.
I think you win. I think you're winning.
I think
the fun irony of being at Lake Winnipesaukee would be very cool to unveil and then to go there, and there would be moments. But I think for an overall enjoyment, you've won.
Yeah, we have a.
The houses there are ridiculous. The boats are awesome. I mean, you're just going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Very happy. Good. Makes me happy. I'm very pleased. So that's fun. So, that's great. They'll enjoy that. That was a joint. That was pretty amazing. Like, they basically just said, hey, let's just build this here. In the Georgia countryside, and then they did it.
And it's when I was there, which would have been 2000. It's so there are so many now, so many more resorts. There's so many more championship golf courses there. There's like a dozen.
Yeah,
It's a big lake.
It's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Very fun. Yeah, that's very good.
Well, like, it's crazy because it's kind of like the main coastline. So in and out that from where we're going to be, if we wanted to drive to the Ritz, it would take 50 minutes.
Yeah.
But we could get to the Ritz by boat.
Yeah.
In
nothing.
12 minutes.
You zip right over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like Ozarks.
It is.
That type of.
It's kind of, yeah.
That type
it's
of
an
feel.
Awesome lake.
It's awesome. Yeah. Very good. Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
All right. So Jameis will be coming up here momentarily.
Yeah, I think they're taking a picture, a couple photos, the whole signing of the contract and inking the deal.
There you go.
So
I see he's put out a message. We've put it out on social. He put out a message to our fans. So that is very good. Yeah, I mean, he had one of the great college football careers of all time.
Yes.
As a redshirt freshman, he won the Heisman and he won the national championship. So that's pretty good. He was one of those guys, too, when he was I still had a lot of buddies, still do have a lot of buddies down in Tallahassee, and he was one of those guys that year he was redshirting, and it was either Ponder or Manuel who was still there. I can't – whichever one. It was, wait, this is the kid. Like, you could hear the whispers. Like, he's better. You can't pull the guy who's starting now because he's going to be a first-round pick.
Yep.
But this guy's better, and we just have to wait for him to get there. So I remember even in the Heisman that year, I had him on my radar right away because I had heard such good things about him, and then he was just sensational, and they had just a dominant season. The crazy thing is,
he was a great pitcher too, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah. Good, I think he played a little of baseball at FSU.
He did, 100%.
Yeah. So he, Ohio State almost played them in the national championship. That's the game. They're undefeated. It was the first loss. Urban won his first 2 years at Ohio State until the Big Ten championship game. He lost to Michigan State. They got help. Michigan State stopped him on a 4th-and-0, and they tried running outside with Braxton. And the receiver tight end missed the block, and they got him for a tackle for loss. That was the first loss for Ohio State. That's the famous Urban eating the pizza picture. That's what that's from. But if they had won, they would have played Florida State in the Rose Bowl for the national title that year.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was. But that was it. But then, I mean, the sophomore. The crazy thing is, sophomore year they're undefeated all the way to the Rose Bowl when they lose to Oregon. And had they beat Oregon in the Rose Bowl, he would have played Ohio State for the national title. So they missed each other
twice
in back-to-back years. But no, sensational. And 5,000 yards in the pros, he can sling it deep. So it's very, very comfortable in the shotgun set, which is something we're going to be in a lot more.
He can throw the ball.
He can flat-out spin it.
Yes.
Yeah, he can spin it as good as anybody.
He averaged 275 yards a game passing his first 5 years in the league when he was a full-time starter. 275 yards a game. Led the league 319 yards per game in 2019.
Yeah,
there he is. Big guy.
There he is. Looks good.
Look at that coat. Look at that overcoat.
I like that coat. That looks very, very good. So Jameis will join us here coming up next. We're off and running. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
For a team of injury lawyers dedicated to every client every day, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk's proud partner of your Cleveland Browns. Well, I'm not sure that you and I ever thought this moment would actually happen. We have been wanting Jameis Winston to be part of the Cleveland Browns for many, many years.
Fact.
Big fans of yours. And so we're thrilled to have you here in studio, thrilled to have you as a member of the Cleveland Browns.
With a tremendous overcoat, by the way.
We were just lamenting the gorgeous overcoat that you're in. How did this come about? First of all, welcome. And then how did it come about for you to be a part of this organization?
Well, it all started when I knew I was going to become a free agent, and I just got so sick and tired of great weather and beaches and music. And I said, "What is the place?"
Let me challenge myself.
What is the place that I know that I can give my kids some snow, for Christmas?
In March.
Well, no, but honestly, it's truly a blessing to be a part of the Dog Pound and to be on this radio show with y'all. But I've always admired just the history of Cleveland and what it encompasses, and to be able to be a part of that now is amazing.
What was kind of the sales pitch to you? Because in free agency, it's great. It's a mutual recruitment, right? What was kind of the sales pitch from the Browns to you about why this would be a great place for you?
Well, when you see how this team rallied together after significant injuries, on both sides of the ball, and they were able to do it with four quarterbacks. So one, that the roster is one of the best rosters in the NFL. When you have a free agent signing that shocks the world, like Za'Darius Smith is joining Myles Garrett, last year, I think that shocked everybody. When you have a fierce defense that know how to take the ball away, sure, and know how to stop the run, that's enticing for any quarterback. But also when you have the opportunity to impact and influence a young quarterback who you have admired from afar and have competed against, it really was a no-brainer for me. Opposed to obviously looking for opportunities to start,
sure,
but knowing the head coach here, Kevin Stefanski, is able to win with his strategies and with his amazing ability to lead a team despite what they may grow through, you have to admire that.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking off air, when you were down, that's a small world, that Southern quarterback world. And so you coming out of Alabama, going to Florida State, Deshaun coming out of Georgia, going to Clemson, and you guys didn't intersect in college, right? He came just slightly. You're done in 14, and then he's in 15,
yeah,
I think, at Clemson. But it was I remember even talking about it in the greater college football world. It was a passing of the guard from best quarterback college football, Jameis, to Deshaun. He was next. He had next.
It started with Cam Newton.
Well, yeah, way back. Yeah. But, was there how aware have you been of his career throughout yours? And I'm sure he emulated you wanting – having you being a couple years older.
Well, I think his intangibles it always stood out because his ability to make plays, and being from the state of Alabama, him winning the national championship with Cleveland in Tampa, obviously all the excitement that was going on when the college football playoff had came to Tampa, I was able to have a few appearances and talk about that. He didn't even win the Heisman that year, which I thought that he was definitely could have. So him seeing him beat Alabama in the national championship stage was prolific, We beat Auburn, but just being in that Southern realm, we know for so long that Alabama was king.
Yep.
So I think when he did that, he definitely got his street cred from everybody around. I'm just proud of him, and I'm happy to get to work with him.
And I know that you've talked to him since you've signed. And I remember right when it was announced that you had signed, you gave a quote to Joe Cena about how you were going to help him be the best version of himself. How's kind of those conversations gone? I'm sure he's got to be thrilled as well. And we've got to know him. A great guy.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously right now the most important thing is him getting back and getting recovered. So I know he's passionately pursuing that right now. But we will be connecting over the course of the next 2 weeks. But I think in terms of just growth and learning from your experiences. I have played every role that you can play as an NFL quarterback in this league, up to in just 9 years in the league. So just me being able to bring that and being able to bring a certain energy around him and be willing to serve him and give him something that he probably hasn't gotten. I know I'm cool with Jacoby Brissett, and I know that they got a chance to work doing that, and that was a tough season. But I'm just excited to get in the room with him. See how he worked. Like, it's different when you see someone hand in hand. You can hear, you know, about what people do. Obviously, you can see on TV, but when you get a chance to connect with somebody and be in it with them, you can do amazing things together.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, kind of along that line, you know, we're moving from what had been kind of an under center, a lot of, you know, marriage of the run and pass, the play action, the keeper game, all of that, to maybe more of a shotgun style offense now with Ken Dorsey. That's something I know that you've been very comfortable with your entire career. How important or how influential was that factor as well, saying this is not only a chance to work with, you know, Deshaun, not only a chance to be with a great roster that can win, knowing that if you get an opportunity to play, you're going to be able to win, but also having an offense that probably is going to suit what you like to do pretty well.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I like to do is hand the ball off to Nick Chubb and watch him
that's
150 a game. And I think you build an offense based off that. You know, when you look at how the Cleveland Browns have ascended to being one of the top teams in the NFL, it's because of their fronts, mm-hmm. right? A great offensive line. Yep. Like, you think about the injuries that we had on the offensive line last year, and we still were able to overcome that and still have, you know, a dominant rusher who was new to the team, you know, despite Nick being hurt. And I know he's recovering his tail off the injuries that Deshaun had, you know, and you're seeing this offense evolved around PJ Walker, around what was the Dorian?
DTR.
And seeing the excitement that Joe Flacco was able to come, him winning comeback player of the year
throwing bombs
off 7 games.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that just shows what, one, the men and women that are in this building are doing something right. And two, when you think about offense, like, everybody wants to pass in this league. But every defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator knows it starts with the run, and it finished with stopping the run.
Yeah.
So the ability that this team has to run the football is only going to open up so many more opportunities with the different things you can do out of the gun, the different play actions that you can create, the different gimmicks and trick plays that you can get off of this new wave of shotgun offense.
You know, it's funny. All of these things are so cool, but there are so many connections. As we were talking about you and Deshaun, and you think about, you know, Jerry Jeudy, you think about Amari. I mean, you and Amari, same age, Alabama, another one. Elijah Moore, Nick Chubb. I mean, like, we have so many big state U Southern dudes. Chief went to U. Yeah. I mean, we have so many of those guys that are on this team, and the one thing I know that AB likes about it is if you played at one of those places and you're from that part of the country, you understand what football is all about at the very highest level. And I think you're going to find that when you get here in the fall, that these people view it the same way. Mm-hmm. That there is the way that there is a big game on campus in Tallahassee, and the way that feels mm-hmm. on a Saturday morning, that's the same thing you're going to find here on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think the guys... Have you picked up on the connection between all of that stuff in terms of this organization and the big state U Southern connection?
Yeah, absolutely. I just know one thing about, let's just talk about the fan base. Like, when we came here 2 years ago, a year ago, and played in, you know, one of the coldest games.
I was going to thank you for not making that. You say I'm not going there, because that was for here. Even that was insane.
You know,
like, that was not normal.
But there were people in the stands
without shirts.
You know, and obviously that's odd and crazy when you think about that.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Obviously, you got to think about your health, but just think about the commitment. And honestly, you know, and I know I'm not with New Orleans anymore, but that's something that I really admired about that city in New Orleans, is just the fans were always involved. And when you think about the Cleveland Browns, you think about the dog pound.
Yeah.
You know, so these fans, they are what make things go. Like, they're the reason that we all have a job, because these people, their livelihood is watching the Browns play football.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm very grateful to be a part of an organization in a society that encompasses, you know, that gridiron, that hard nose, and really increase. They know we're trying to make everybody better. We all feed off each other.
There's no doubt. You've said it many times when you guys who come from the big schools like you did. This is as close as you'll get to that collegiate atmosphere in terms of
really
the way
is.
The Browns fans are. And I joked with Joe Flacco probably after maybe a second game, I go, you're going to end up being more popular here than you were ever in Baltimore. And he's like, yeah, okay. And after we clinched against the Jets, he's like, you're right. He's like, it's, my family's like, this is crazy. It's just a great place to play football. That's what they do here, you know? And I know that you appreciate that.
It's the love for football. You know, and just go back to this, like down the South, like, you know, we have football.
That's what
you
do.
Know, it, like, we don't have hoops, you know, because, like, obviously the impact that LeBron James has made on this community is amazing. But Ohio even has good basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, Alabama, we don't have, you know, we don't have the best basketball, but we have a lot of superstar players that come out.
Sure.
But the love of football is something that I feel like I attract to. And yeah. I know that this city really loves football. And that's why I know that I'm really going to love this city.
Yeah. It's going to be fun, man. We're excited. So one of the things I always ask the people when they come in is, what's something you just want Browns fans to know about you? It doesn't have to be about your football. It doesn't have to be about your work. Just anything in general that when they see Jameis Winston out there, you look, this is what I want you to think.
Yeah, when you see me on the street, just know that I'm a man of faith, and I'm looking to encourage and inspire anybody that I'm around. You know, one of my favorite athletes of all time is Muhammad Ali, and him being able to just be approachable to anybody that came around, I always wanted to make it a great experience. Now, when I'm eating dinner with my family, I'll always respect my family first, but I got so much respect because I know it's a privilege to have this platform and get a chance to serve the community the way that I do with a sport that I love. So just know I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of God, of Christ, and I know that I'm here to inspire and increase the people of the next generation and even you if you come up.
We'll take
it. I'm in, man.
We're in.
Well, it's a long time coming for us.
Yes.
We've been rooting for you to be here for a very long time. It was great having you here in studio. Congratulations on being a Cleveland Brown. Welcome to town. Look forward to seeing it on the field here shortly. Jameis Winston in studio. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Let me ask you something, kids. You tired about worrying about your roofing or siding? Get peace of mind by upgrading right now with Renew Home Exteriors. The Renew Home Exteriors lifetime warranty on roofing and siding products offers durability and protection that you can trust. And the best part, with no money down and no payments or interest for 24 months, improving your home has never been easier. Mention ESPN, receive an exclusive $2,000 off your upgrade. Enjoy the peace of mind with a new roof or siding. Renew Home Exteriors, superior products, and they mean that. And superior service, they mean that as well. Visit RenewEstimate.com and book today. That was great. It was great to have Jameis in here.
Fantastic. It was as good as I had hoped it would be when we decided we wanted
him. He's full of life, man.
Yes,
he is. He's full of life. He's full of joy. And, you know, it doesn't hit you until you start talking to him, and then you're transported back to a decade ago, and you say to yourself, my God, like in college, Deshaun was the heir apparent in Southern quarterbacks to Jameis.
Yes.
Jameis correctly brought up Cam, who preceded him. But like that was it. It was Jameis to Deshaun. That was the passing of the torch. And now the two of them working together. And I think you could tell, like, just listening to him talk, the enthusiasm that he has, he is going to be a tremendous asset for Deshaun Watson in that room.
Yes. Yes. And I think that he's somebody that has, good and bad, walked some of the same paths that Deshaun's walked, and I think they'll be able to relate over that, how they've overcome those things, and be working forward towards a common goal. And yeah, he's still young, man. Like, Jameis is still young.
Very.
29 years old. He certainly has every ability to throw the football. We know that. Led league in passing. I mean, it's... I like it. I think that he is going to be really a positive addition to that locker room. And I think a lot of people were initially concerned given some of the things in Jameis's past, but anybody who's kind of looked into it has seen how he's turned his life around, especially New Orleans was so involved in the community there. He talked about being a man of faith and really being involved within the church community and also in the community at large in New Orleans. And they can't say enough good things about him
No.
in his time down there.
No, not at all. And You know, the other thing to remember is that the things that Jameis does well are the same things that Joe Flacco did well. Jameis has a big arm, and he will take the top off of any defense. And he is thrust into play or thrust into play for a considerable amount of time, he's done it. He's a 5,000-yard passer in this league.
Yes.
So that fits with our skill. The one thing that people missed, I think, in the initial Jameis Flacco thing was the fact that Jameis is out of the gun and is comfortable and has lived out of the gun for the majority
That's
of
right.
his career. And while Joe fit with what we did offensively last year,
it's going to be different.
It's different.
It's going to be different.
As we've said many times with Ken Dorsey coming in. So that was very, very cool to have Jameis in here. Good job, Gibbe, on that. Your hot topics today are presented by Vivid Seats, the official fan experience partner of your Cleveland Browns. All right, so around the league we go. The Jets signed former Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams to a one-year deal worth $15.
That feels like a better one-year $15 million deal than some of the others that have been handed out recently. You talk about now Breece Hall, Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, and Mike Williams?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Where are they picking?
That's pretty good. The Jets. Let's see. Uno, you got that at the ready?
Not at the ready, no. I was just looking.
Because it's a loaded wide receiver class as
yes.
well. All right, I'm pulling it up right now.
They're in the top 15.
They're in the top 10 for sure, I believe.
All right, the Jets are picking 10th.
10th.
So that gets into the Rome Odunziehi, potentially, if he gets past Chicago, provided they don't go that way. That gets you into the other receiver from LSU. I was going back and forth with Dane trying to talk to him about something in the next month, and we were talking a little bit about the receivers. And while the top three are just off the charts, the next group, and it's, you know, people have different opinions on Neighbors versus Harrison, for example. But the next group is huge. It's a huge group of good. Like, if you need a receiver in the first round and the second round, plenty to go around.
Plenty to, and of all different types,
yes.
body types, speed,
weapons,
all of it.
A lot of weapons.
They're weapons. Slot guys. You know, for them, the guy, Uno, who's the guy that you love? Debo Samuel?
Malachi Corley.
Yeah, maybe you snag him in the second round, so now you have a Debo Samuel running around with a Williams and a Wilson outside. And
yeah.
No thanks.
No thanks?
Well, I don't want
From
him
our
to be
perspective.
A Jet.
Sure.
Gets to go to the NFC.
But that feels like, to me, that feels like a pretty good match.
Yeah. Also around the league, the Bengals signing veteran offensive tackle Trent Brown to a one-year contract.
It's good signing.
Good signing for them. This is scary. Did you see this? The Chase Young story? So
no.
Breer had this morning. So Chase Young is set to undergo neck surgery. The NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported, added that if all goes well with Young's recovery, he should be able to ready for the start of the 24 season. But this is the part that's scary. This is from Breer. Scans on the neck made it tough to find a suitor. No one would clear him on his physical. The condition was initially found after he had a stinger versus the Browns in the preseason. They went on to say the neck condition was a factor in his trade market last October. The Bears weren't comfortable with the scans. The 49ers were. That is dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about neck and neck surgery.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
That's very heavy. He said it just feels like so snake bitten by injury.
Yeah, bad luck. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a Ram.
I like that.
$4.5 million. He's got a 2-game suspension, though, right?
Yep.
You see that?
Couldn't be more. The ball will not come out of his hand any more differently than Matt Stafford's if they tried.
No. That's one of those ones where the brains are probably operating on the same frequency, but the bodies are not.
Yes. Yeah. Jimmy Graves is very good, though, at attacking the middle of the field.
Yeah.
He'll run that offense very, very well.
Yeah. Plus, for him, he's made a lot of cash. L.A., nice place to spend your season.
Yes. Handsome fellow.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Do you see this is how we ended up in silly season. RG3 saying Caleb Williams should refuse to play for the Bears and pull an Eli Manning.
Why?
Is it just because I saw this. Did you listen to him, Uno?
I did not listen to it. I only saw the article.
Yeah, okay. So I think the theory is that Chicago did Justin Fields really wrong, and they failed at quarterbacks, I don't know, their whole
Forever.
History. So don't go to a quarterback graveyard. I don't know if it touches on the stuff that Deion Sanders said about playing in cold weather, like don't play in that if you don't have to. I'm not sure if they touched on that part of it as well. There is no doubt that playing in here, Buffalo, Green Bay, Chicago. It's a different. It's different.
Yeah.
Even New England, probably
a little
degree.
Bit. But
do they get the whippy wind like we do, though?
Off that stadium can, because that one side's lower than the other, and it's right on the river.
Okay. So they, but they're kind of down. So, that, you know, we're pretty exposed, very exposed. Chicago is really exposed.
Chicago needs a dome. Buffalo needs a dome.
We need a dome. All of them. Yeah.
How about it?
Well, how about it? Green Bay, probably. The wind's got to be brutal there, too.
Yeah, it was miserable on that Christmas game that I was at. Miserable.
Yeah. Terrible, Kenny.
It was terrible, Kenny.
Yeah. The Mannings did it. Do you think the Mannings would do it now? Like, if Arch Manning is a dude, do you think they would pull that now day and age? Like, when they did that with Eli, that's 03. At that point, the only way that you even knew it happened is if you hurt and, like, Mort protected
them.
There weren't
like
people
this.
Crushing it.
No.
There wasn't PTI.
No.
There weren't people arguing about it. Now, maybe, like, Mike and the Mad Dog were arguing about it in New York on WFAN, but it wasn't something where everybody was seeing it.
And would have been, it'd be 24/7. It would be 24/7 now.
If Arch Manning said, or if Caleb Williams said, "Yeah, I'm not going to play there. I don't want to play there."
Yes.
And by the way, like, of the three spots, they're all pretty brutal. The Bears are easily the best landing spot in terms of the talent by 1,000.
Yeah.
But like them, New England and Washington.
Yes.
Bears by a mile. Bears.
Yes. The Bears.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, and a division that is good.
Yeah.
No doubt, but you're in a conference that feels wide open.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Richard Deitch with this. Red Zone is coming to the Olympics. Scott Hansen, Andrew Siciliano. Our guy Andrew Siciliano is involved in this. He's the host of Peacock's Gold Zone Whip-Around Show, which will live stream on Peacock during the NBC Universal coverage of the Paris Olympics. What's going to be the time difference on that? Like, how much... That's like 4 hours. Is it five to
Paris?
Paris?
Probably five, six.
Five or six?
Yeah.
So probably about the same as where I'm going.
Yep.
The stuff that's happening in prime time over there will happen in the middle of the... So it'll be like Champions League soccer.
Yeah, two in the afternoon.
When that, like, two or 3 o'clock in the afternoon is when that stuff
will be
live. Yeah. So there you go. ESPN and college football have reached a media agreement that will ensure ESPN will continue as exclusive worldwide rights holder in college football's premier postseason event through 2031 and 2032. It's $1.3 billion a year on this, are the figures of it. The SEC and the Big Ten are getting 58% of the money. The ACC and the Big 12 are going to get 20% or thereabouts. No, less than. About 10% or thereabouts. And then it's about 8% for everybody else. Is the way it's going to go. So the gaps are just
growing, getting
bigger and bigger and
they're becoming massive.
Yeah, and they're just, you could, that's why, you know, Jameis alma mater Florida State, Deshaun's Clemson, they both have filed a lawsuit against the ACC because it's untenable, but at the same time there's no way out. Those two schools, there's no landing spot for either one of them, and there really is no right answer. They just hitched their wagon to the wrong horse. It's kind of that simple. The gap will just get bigger and bigger and bigger going forward with that. Hey, did you see the breakdown of – you give me hell all the time because I still have the cable. The breakdown of Nielsen in terms of where we get our entertainment still in this country?
No.
So, like, the most now is streaming.
Yep.
But it's like 36% is streaming. Cable is around 30%.
Okay.
Over-the-air is around 24%. So over-the-air and cable are still 50% – are getting it that way. Like antenna.
24%?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That.
It's times we're a little out of touch with how it's shaken out, but that's what it is. So it's 54%. Streaming was 36. The streaming part then was broke down in terms of where the streaming's coming from. So number one, to no surprise, was YouTube TV. That was like 9.6 of the 30-some%. Number two was Netflix, which was around 8, somewhere in there. And then it was a drop to under 3, and it was Amazon, and it was Hulu. We're under 3%. And then it was a dip to like...
Where's Max?
Like 1.6. But they're double dipping, too. Max double dips, because it gets its own... It gets the, the cable too, still, because you're still getting the premium on the cable.
Yes.
So those people, the 30-some percent that still have
are still getting HBO.
Yeah, they're still a great many of those are probably paying $15 a month for HBO. So they're dual streaming. So I think they're more than fine. But like Peacock, Paramount, all the rest of those, Apple TV had so few subscribers that it didn't even register. It was under a million, or under 1%. I'm sorry, under 1% of the pie.
That's wild.
Was Apple TV. So it's changing, but that's why when we say, like, what made me think of this was this story, because ESPN and the college football, they're going to have the ability to sublease the games out, so they'll be able to sell them to CBS and Fox and whoever they want. But in addition to that, the national championship game goes to ABC in 2026-27. So while there are a great many people who are streaming or YouTube TV, there's still a ton of people that are getting it and watching it on ABC. And we still see that. When we see an NFL game on network versus cable, the network still wins.
Totally.
By a pretty wide margin.
Totally.
So it's still there, even though it's trending the other way. It's still there. It's still viable.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
That's great.
We'll whip it. Coming up next.
We'll whip it good.
Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
I want you to picture this,
please.
It is a sunny, sun-kissed Friday afternoon in September. You could argue the most glorious month of the year in Ohio.
You could argue.
You're saying to yourself, it's a Friday night.
Oh, baby.
And I don't have anything to do.
You do now.
The reason you don't on this vision into your future is because you didn't pay damn attention to what I'm about to say.
Lock in. Lock in.
It's Billy Joel. It's Rod Stewart.
What? It's Billy Joel and Rod Stewart, and it's one night only.
Like the sweep.
Yeah.
Z gives it, for those not on the stream, he gives a sweep and then a one, and that's it. So your Friday night will be fulfilled in September.
Might be the best Friday night of your life. Can't say it isn't.
Well, no. It's only going to happen once. So we know that part, too.
One night only.
It's one night.
Only.
Get the tickets now. So you get it now so you're not alone and not know what to do with yourself on that Friday in September. You visit ClevelandBrownsStadium.com/BillyAndRod2024.
Billy and Rod 2024.
Billy, Rod, one night.
Go! One night.
One night only. That's it.
That's
there
it.
There you go.
One night only.
Do we have some news here, Gibbe?
Gibbe!
Sure. You guys had it too. Hold on.
Well, no, I can't find it. I can't find the tweet.
All right, here we go. From Jordan Schultz of the Bleacher Report. Free agent running back Deontay Foreman signing with the Browns. Sources tell the Bleacher Report.
He is a load.
So this would be the replacement for Kareem Hunt in that short yardage situation. It also makes you wonder, given, you know, what Jerome Ford does, what Pierre Strong does, what Nyheim Hines does, you know, are we not, maybe we just don't know when Nick Chubb's going to be there. Deonta Foreman is 6 foot, 235 pounds. He is excellent in short yardage situations. And you look at his career, this is what I think is interesting. 10 times in his career, he's received 11 times in his career, he's received 19 or more carries in a game. 7 of those 11, he's rushed for 100 yards.
Yeah.
So he is a bruiser. He gets better as he wears teams down. He was very productive in Carolina, very productive in Tennessee at times. In those games, 11 games, 9 of them, he's had at least 80 yards. In those 11 games where he's received at least 19 carries, he has scored 7 touchdowns. I mean, Deonta Foreman is a legitimate, productive bull, like hammer.
Yeah.
In the National Football League. And I think that's a good signing. That makes me wonder, is Nick Chubb opening the season on the pup?
Well,
because you're not carrying five running backs.
No. And I, you know, like, let's have a little common sense with this. It was a catastrophic knee injury to Nick Chubb that took not one but two surgeries to make right. And then from that comes a rigorous rehab.
Yes, that, long road.
That Nick Chubb is going to attack with the passion of a thousand suns, but at the same time, it still is what it is.
That feels very passionate.
It feels quite passionate. It's very bright. So, but the thing is like it's finite.
Yeah.
There's going to be amount of time that it takes. And the other thing with Chubb is like, don't rush it.
No.
Come back once right.
No.
There's no hurry here. So this allows for breathing room. I mean, this isn't scores. It's just connecting the dots.
Yeah. It feels like to me that this would, I'll use the word unfortunately. I think it may close the book on a potential Kareem Hunt return to the Browns in 2024. He was great last year.
He was.
You knew that his skill set had evolved into something rather specific, but he was very good at that specific skill.
At short yardage.
At getting you 3 yards.
He got
No matter what.
No matter what. He was getting you 3 yards. He was going to lower, and he was going to get it. And he will.
He's had a career high in rushing touchdowns.
I mean, he is. Yeah. The way that he is beloved here.
Yeah.
You know, hometown kid. And then this season, it was so nice for it to end. I think you're right. If that was it, then God, that was a great way for it to be it.
Yeah.
And certainly better than it was the previous time when you thought it was it. So that was, so that's good. So there you go.
Deontay Foreman can play.
He's a load.
He is very much a load. And I think, like I said, I think he fits that. He'll be that hammer, but he's a guy that you have leads in the fourth quarter. He'll be able to run teams down. Look at high tops today. No big deal.
Just a Wednesday. You seen him get a flick? Does he get a nice flick?
Stop. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little gooseneck. I like it.
I was always like that.
Yeah, I was these two together. Oh, so man. You were pointer and. Yeah. Yeah, I was middle two. Like that.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
They did teach some people the gooseneck, and they'd go like that. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I never did all that. No, just.
Yeah.
How it would go. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Pure as the driven snow.
Yep. All right, let's whip it.
Do, 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 do.
Hit it, Paulus. Are you guys hearing it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not. I don't know why we're not hearing it in our side.
Yeah, we got it.
We're not hearing it.
Probably operator error on your guys' end.
Probably.
Feels that way.
That's fine.
We got it. If you only had a light to say when you could hear things and you could speak, why would you need that?
A light is not an option in that situation, Bo.
Well, you never know. Couldn't you have an audio light, too? I bet there's studios that come with audio lights.
A little cocky with 51 minutes left in your work week.
Listen, if you think tomorrow's a vacation, you got another thing coming.
Let me just remember, I'm going against my will. Right now, I'm not sure the next 10 days are going to be exactly a walk in the park for you.
I think that once I get to the second location, now we're living.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
But it's going to be like survival for the first 48, first probably 72 hours. It'll be survival, and then it'll be, you know, smooth sailing,
hopefully. Are you guys renting a vehicle?
Yeah, one on both of each island.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because we got to do, I don't know, do some Jurassic Park thing, and then I got some other thing I got to do in Maui. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Again, Jesus take the wheel. The blonde took it. She's doing what she's doing.
I'm sure
she's going to crush it.
The dog going in, is the dog already in?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's happening with the buddy
here?
This
was a big problem last time.
What do you have?
You need to look at your phone. You need to look at your phone. That's what you need to do. Yeah, what's going on with Buddy Garrity while you multitask?
What has he done? Oh, my word. Oh, he's got a lot going on. It's just an audacious collection.
Yes. By the way, that's a heck of a sweet-looking bar.
It is. Yeah, that's a lot. Oh, boy, look at all those little guys. Oh, my gosh. All right.
It's good to be the king.
Yes, it is. It is good to be the king. Jeez. So much.
I think we could maybe see, he might have more in that collection than in his sneaker collection.
It's in play. It's a lot of spirit. Yeah, I don't think he should be able to do that while we're on the air, because that's going to lead to a hell of a distraction.
Yes.
Buddy Garrity today, my wife just texted me about it. It's funny as you say. She dropped him off today. My pitch to her was it'll be better because he was just there a month ago, and so there'll be some familiarity with it. It was like sending a kid to boarding school, the amount of trinkets and toys and treats that he goes with.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Like, it's just...
going to do everything I can.
Smoked bones with bone marrow, and we've got frozen Kongs, and we've got, the bone marrow stuff. I almost want to dig into them. They smell so damn good.
Oh, man.
But what are you going to do? That's what you do.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You understand that.
Yeah.
Does she understand that?
Well,
yet?
I think she just texted me about it.
She coming around on it?
No.
No? All right. 80 will be home in 2 minutes.
Oh, she said he was much calmer.
Good.
Yeah. She said, I didn't cry. I feel good. Good job, honey.
All right.
Good job.
There
good
we
job.
Go. We're turning the corner.
So he was much calmer this time. Cry. Yeah. So there you go. He was good.
Good job.
Yeah. That's a win.
I went out and achieved anyway.
Such an time for the CBD.
He's broke.
He was broke. It was a fraud.
It was all a fraud.
He was a fraudster.
Yeah.
By the way, I just zoomed in on some of these things. Is he running a distribution center?
Well, it's the sheer.
Maybe he's working the system.
He might be working.
Baby,
that's a great drop out of you.
That's great.
There's a small audience that appreciates the beauty of that.
Nobody
small
more than me.
But like that is a great job out of
get. That's a get
right
out
there.
Of jail free card with me.
That's it.
I wouldn't even give you
that
grief.
Was yeah. That is
not that.
Tee it
goes.
High and let it fly right there, Gibby.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I would
touch
say,
them all.
I'm gonna say. Let's see what he's got here. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it is a specific, it's the affinity for a certain.
I'm talking about the quantity of
distillery.
Each.
Distillery. And then, like, the amount. Yeah.
Yeah.
The amounts are quite staggering. Yeah. Like, some of that stuff, you can't get a bottle, let alone 12.
12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a. Yeah. Yeah,
that is something something you don't see very often. They say champagne wishes and caviar dreams. He's got like sneaker
like
wishes
have to have
and
a
bourbon
conversation
dreams.
With top men about texting photos in the middle of the show.
Not in the middle of the show.
Ray's gone bye bye, Egon. What do you got?
What do you mean? I'm still I'm talking.
Yeah, but it's hard. It's hard.
It's hard. It's a hard thing to concentrate.
Yeah, there's so many things you want to look at.
Yes.
And you want to make sure you're taking
every time
it
you look,
you
see something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Question number one on this week's edition
the whip.
Of the CBD Whip. 1 week into free agency, which wide receiver ended up in the best spot? Keenan Allen with the Bears, Mike Williams with the Jets. Zagura.
Mike Williams with the Jets. He's playing with Aaron Rodgers. Who knows how to use a big-bodied, fast receiver.
We sure Aaron Rodgers is playing?
Well,
he's not the vice president anymore.
He's not. But he's not going to get that. But I do think, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, those guys in Nico Collins did okay. With Stroud.
I mean, he blew up last year.
Yeah. So, like, you can spin it. The safer bet is obviously
I'm saying that
Rodgers,
Nico was, like, the one.
Yes.
Tank Dell was good too, but I mean, he was like the one.
Yes.
Like, there's DJ Moore there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not say that there isn't Garrett Wilson, but I would say if you're going to be the two, I'd rather be with, I feel like
with
Aaron Rodgers is going to
no, it's the right one. I was just looking at thinking if there was
I like
a
it.
Counter.
No.
Yeah.
Question number two, taking the Browns out of this, based on the free agent move so far, which AFC North team is the most improved?
Well, not talking about injury, it's Pittsburgh.
There's no doubt.
They had Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, and now they have Russell Wilson, and they have Justin Fields.
Don't remind me.
They have Patrick Queen at linebacker, who you know he's going to kill it.
Ugh,
I never had, Kenny Pickett's being traded, not in the stomach, gross, he's going to be a sealer. Sealer. I mean, like.
Yeah, within 24 hours.
Where's the rest of the league, asleep at the wheel?
I don't know.
I guess he rejected teams, and they said you get to pick. It's a great pick for him, by the way. So he was at Georgia.
Yes.
Transferred to Ohio State.
Yes, he was Georgia 1 year.
So would he know Pickens? Would he have been there with Pickens?
Uno's working.
It's a good question. Either yes or just missed.
Okay.
I think just missed. Because Pickens came out after his junior year. He's in year three.
Yeah.
Justin's in year four.
Yeah.
So I think they would have missed just by a missed. Year. That's what I think.
So he could have been the... Interesting. Okay.
So he was...
But he would probably know what they thought of him.
For sure. So the only reason that he bounced from Georgia because his freshman year they played Jake
Fromm.
And they won the national title with Jake Fromm.
Yes. So they were going to play with...
Or did they play for it with Fromm? Did Bennett win two? No, Stetson Bennett won two.
He did.
They've won two. Georgia. Or have they won three? The COVID year always screws me up. LSU won in 19. Clemson won in 18. LSU 19. Ohio State played Alabama in 20. 2021 would have been Georgia. 2022 would have been Georgia. 2023 was Michigan.
2019 led Georgia to the SEC championship where they lost to LSU. Finished his college career with a victory over Baylor in the Sugar Bowl in 18.
They lost in the national championship game to Alabama on the walk-off.
This is Albie with losses to Alabama in the SEC championship game and Texas in the Sugar Bowl in 18.
In 18?
Yeah, so maybe.
So 18's got to be Trevor Lawrence.
20,
Trevor Lawrence
left.
In 80?
He left 18? In 20.
Deshaun won it in 16.
Yeah.
17 is that the walk-off?
With Tua?
So January 8th, 2018, Alabama 26, Georgia 23.
That's the walk-off.
That's
so that's
walk-off.
The 17 season.
Yep.
The yeah, so that's Tua season, to Devonta Smith.
Yep.
Walks it off.
18 season was Clemson over Alabama, 44-16.
That's Trevor out in San Francisco. Then 19's Burrow. 20 is Mac Jones. 21 is Georgia. 22 is Georgia. And 23 is Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay. So Fields would have been at Georgia in 19.
He was there in 18, not with Pickens.
You're right. 18. 19 was his freshman year at Ohio State. They lost to Clemson in the national semifinal. 20, they played for the national title in
they
COVID.
They played for the national title in the COVID
his
year.
His sophomore redshirt. He played 2 years at Ohio State. Okay. All right. 18. All right. Now we got it.
All right. Question number three. Speaking of Justin Fields and the Squealers, fact or fiction, Justin Fields will start more than 6 games for the Steelers this coming season.
I'll say fact. I think he could win the
I think so too. What if we do this caveat to it? Justin Fields will start 6 games with the Steelers this season, regardless of an injury to Russell Wilson.
Fact.
You still think?
I still think.
I don't know if I'm agreeing.
By the way, Bennett won 22-23. Man, how about that?
What's that?
Stetson Bennett, 22-23.
Yeah,
won it after starting as a backup to JT Daniels in 22. He wouldn't even start the season as a starter.
He's a walk-on, dude. He was at Georgia.
In 17.
He was a walk-on. They said, get gone. We don't need you. So he went to small school.
Jones College.
Then came back.
Yep.
He came back after Fields left. He came back to back up Fromm.
Yeah.
And then backed up Daniels and eventually won the job.
He was a backup as a fifth-year senior.
Yeah.
Daniels went down against UAB with an oblique. And then Bennett came in through 5 and then became the starter, went 12-0, and then the next year went 13-0. He never lost.
Rest is history.
Never lost.
I don't know. I think if
Will, I think he's playing.
My hunch is that Russell Wilson will start this year in Cleveland and that's Mike Tomlin's plan and they will follow that plan. I'm sure there will be a package for Justin Fields. I'm sure of that. He's too big of a weapon to not take advantage. My gut feeling is barring injury he won't, just because you know, Tomlin, like his word is oak, all that. But I don't know.
Maybe Arthur Smith will screw it up.
Yeah. The thing that's going to be so tricky is the room. Like, Fields is chesty. Russ is awkward, man. Like, those are two very different personalities. You know what I mean? Two very different personalities.
Rank the following of importance, from most important to least important, in your opinion, in the steps leading up to draft day.
Oh, I like this one.
Combine, pro day, interview, game tape.
I think this is easy.
I don't know who wants to go first.
I think it's game tape, interview, combine, pro day.
That was my order. I thought about putting combine second because of the medicals coming out of the combine.
Yeah.
So, game tape, interview, combine, pro day.
Yeah, down.
Way down.
Way down.
Way down.
Yeah. Unless you're one of those guys like Caleb. Like, so today it's USC, Ohio State, Alabama, Texas. All those pro days are today.
Correct. Yep.
So, which is odd that they put them all same on the same day. Days because,
yep.
Good Lord, if
it's news.
A lot of people want to be at Texas, Alabama, and USC. Ohio State doesn't have much this year because Marv's not doing anything. Did you see the Breer story today on Marv, though, explaining why?
No, I didn't see that, but did you see that DeWanda's at the pro day today?
Was he?
Hanging out in Columbus.
CJ's yeah. down there, too. CJ Stroud was down there.
All right, so why is he not doing it?
He's not doing it. When he was at the combine, he met with 9 teams, and he asked all 9 of them, would you like me to do a pro day? Do I need to? And all 9 said, no, you don't.
Which is fair.
So that's why he's not doing it. So instead of preparing to run a 40, you're prepared to run a shuttle drill. He's preparing to play next season. Which you could argue.
Why is that thought come out now?
I don't know. He hasn't done much. I mean, he hasn't done much media.
He did none at the combine.
None. So I guess that's why. But yeah. And his dad wasn't exactly much for the media either.
Yeah.
But the idea of I'm going, because you know how these guys are. I see it all the time. Like, they get done with their college career, then they go to Arizona or whatever, and they train to run a fast 40. They yep. train to run a fast shuttle, like all that stuff. They train to lift. So instead of spending those 3 months
training to
do that, he's preparing to play next season.
He's training to be a football player.
I do a lot of running and exercising, a lot of biking, but I know you know what that's like. Actually, I don't. I play real sports, not trying to be the best at exercising.
That's right.
You're from Montana. You don't have to do that.
Kenny
Powers. He also doesn't care about handwriting, penmanship.
I just found this interesting note, by the way, before we started this segment. Through 50 first career starts, Trevor Lawrence is 20-30. Daniel Jones is 19-30-1. 85 pass rating for Lawrence, 86 for Jones. 12,734 yards passing for Lawrence.
You got to throw out the Urban Meyer season.
That's the problem.
Yeah, 12,458 for Jones.
And then compare their last 2 seasons. And that was one where Danny Jones got paid. So I still think, but Lawrence will be better.
Yeah, one's trending one way, one's trending the other. But it's
that. But I mean, think about his record. What'd they go that year? 1-1.
Yeah, 1-15. Yeah.
So that kills. That's 14 games. That's the discrepancy in the record right there. So he's been over 500 since then. And that is
one of the it obviously went as bad as can be. But Shad Khan for getting out of that before any more damage was done.
The thing that's crazy is that he wasn't able to get out of that and like save some because of some of the transgressions.
I think Urban let it go. Or I don't know, maybe they did a quiet settlement, but like he was fired with cause.
That's what I mean. If Urban had walked straight and narrow, you get that whole settlement. You get the whole contract.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Final one today on the CBD Whip, and we'll get into this a little more coming up in just a few minutes. Your favorite March Madness memory?
Arizona winning it, 97. I was there when they beat Kansas and then Providence
Birmingham. You went to that? Oh, because you were at Emory at that time.
Yeah,
so you went.
Danny was a big fan, so
went
down there.
That's amazing. You were at when they beat KU. KU was the number one overall seed.
And then for Providence, we were able to get like seats on the floor, basically, because all the KU people were furious and giving their tickets away.
So it's funny. So Kansas
was a one seed.
Right.
Arizona was
it was 2 years in a row where they were bounced as the number one overall seed. Like, that's Paul Pierce and Rafe LaFrance. And,
yeah, and then you get
squad.
Then you get Austin Crozier and Godsham God at Providence.
Yeah.
Beat them, and then in the tournament, you beat one Carolina and one Kentucky. You beat 3 1 seeds, Arizona. Yeah, best tournament run ever.
People didn't realize that they didn't realize the talent on that Arizona team.
They underachieved grossly. That's why they were a 4 seed.
They had 3 NBA guards.
You had Bibby Dickerson, Jason Terry, Miles Simon.
Miles
was an
Simon
excellent
was a dude.
College player.
So you really had 4 because Simon played in the league too. You had 4 NBA guards.
You had 3 who were
three
good
dudes. Yeah, and then Terry came off the bench.
Dickerson,
so like,
before he got hurt,
their bigs were good too.
And AJ Bramlett.
AJ Bramlett.
Yeah. They had Eugene Edgerson, who was like an enforcer, went to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. They had Bennett Davison.
Yeah. No, it's a different era where you had veterans.
Veterans.
Who were pros.
Veteran.
Who stuck around.
Yeah, that's right.
There's tons of them when I was a kid. Like,
yeah, that's why those teams
You know, you remember those.
Teams.
Like, I remember certainly remember 88 Kansas was my first memory, a six seed going all
Danny
the way
Manning.
With Danny Manning. Yeah. I have fond memories of the UNLV run until the fix was in with Duke in 91.
Really want to die on that sword, don't you?
It's pretty obvious. I mean, like,
Larry Johnson, Stacey Austin.
So I had Mike DeCourcy on this morning. So he's been to the last 34 Final Fours, Sporting News guy. I've been writing for the Sporting News forever. And I asked him, I said, what was your favorite memory? And he goes, well, 91, because I saw Duke at a regional. And he goes, I think they can beat him. And he didn't even have to say who. Like, you knew who. Like, the kids don't have a point of reference on this. But UNLV won the national title the year before, beating Duke in Denver
by 30.
Like, whipped them. And then all those guys came back. And they were all pros. Greg Anthony, Larry Johnson, Stacey Augman.
Anderson Hunt.
They all came
George
back.
Eccles.
Eccles was on that team. Yeah. They all came back. So the next year, after they committed to coming back, the NCAA said, you can't play in postseason play. You're out. You can't play in postseason play. And then UNLV negotiated with the NCAA and say, well, next year we won't be on television and you can ban us next year. All of these guys came back to play. So they go into that season in 91. Nobody is within double digits of them all year. All year. They smoked everybody.
Yeah,
and then
they were.
And then Duke in the national semifinal, Duke got him. Greg Anthony fouled out with like 5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
And Duke got him. Yep. That was it. I'll tell you this, though. If you are a fan of...
Arizona should have beaten them, too. I think it was the year they won it.
Well, the Sean Elliott team was the one that's 89 or... what was this, 90? The Sean Elliott team was ridiculous.
Yeah, they... And
Steve
Kenny
Kerr,
Lofton.
Sean Elliott, Lofton.
Lofton flopped in Kerr. Front of, I want to say, either Anthony or Anderson Hunt, and they drained a three right in Arizona's eye.
Yeah, that could be. But that, I mean, I think that was after Elliott, though. Sean Elliott was National Player of the Year, I think, in 88 or 89. I'm not sure.
That's when I had Dick Vitale t-shirt. It was like a little cartoon with a big head of Dick Vitale and said, Arizona's number one, baby.
That's right.
That was my great shirt.
I would tell you this. If you went to Big State U or not, the most fun that I've had is following a team through the tournament. So in 2012, when Ohio State, they were a two seed, they had lost in the Big Ten championship game to Michigan State. And they went Pittsburgh, Boston, New Orleans. So first round was in Pittsburgh, Sweet 16 in Boston, and then New Orleans. Because it's such a small group of people that do it that you get to know everybody, right? So you're like, it's like a month vacation.
Yeah, sure.
It's awesome. It's really cool. If you're ever in the position to be able to do it, I just couldn't recommend it more highly enough. It's one of the most fun things you can do in sports.
All right, so I had it. It was the Sweet 16. It was the Sweet 16 that year. Arizona is the one seed. UNLV is the four seed in 1989. And UNLV wins it 68-67 on an Anderson Hunt three right over Kenny Lofton, who took charge. It was Sean Elliott.
So Larry
Elliott.
Johnson would not have been on that team.
No.
Hunt, that was Augman.
Augman, Anthony, David Butler, Moses Scurry.
Yeah.
And Eccles came off the bench. It was for Arizona, it was the one. Sean Elliott, Kenny Lofton, Judd Bushler, Matty Muehlbach, Anthony Cook, Sean Rooks, who
Sean
also
Rooks.
Play in the league, Matt Othick, Wayne Womack, and they lost by one. Anderson Hunt shot.
Yep.
That one.
And then
Zago.
So UNLV added.
Zago not.
Well, that was, they were the one overall.
They're the one overall.
Yeah, they were loaded.
Yep.
So Utah's hosting the.
They're 8-point favorites in the game.
Utah's hosting the first round this week, or second, third round, whatever the heck.
Yeah, in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, Salt Lake City. Someone just took a picture and sent it because, you know, when you're working at Media Row, you go to your spot and there's a little placard that's like, here's your Wi-Fi, here's the password, all that. The wireless network password is Jordan pushed off.
Good for them. Not that they were going to win the series anyway, but
no.
good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in a game six, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was a game six.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of like what happened. Like, when, remember in the old days, like the Buckner play for the Red Sox? Like, everybody thinks that that was the end of the World Series.
Yeah.
It
no,
was not the end of the World
would not
Series.
Have been.
No. It would not. It
but
was
he
not.
Redeemed himself and caught a baby.
He did. He did that too. That's great. The great LD. All right. There you go. All right. Very good. Griff, we got a Griff fact of the day coming up. We're going to do a little bracket stuff
next.
As well.
Oh, man.
You got a little Cleveland Browns Daily on 850.
You're 29 minutes away.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And be part of one of the most passionate fan base in the NFL. Join NextGen STM, presented by Ticketmaster, the official waitlist of the Cleveland Browns. Being a NextGen STM, best chance to become season ticket member in future seasons. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/NextGenSTM to reserve your spot today. Time for the Griff Fact of the Day. Hit it.
Fact of the Day, Fact of the Day, Fact of the Day. It's the Griff Fact of the Day.
All right, we wanted one specifically about Griff. He told me this morning that he is impressed if you have a hole-in-one on your resume. That was what impressed him very much. Zagura.
Mr. Zagura.
Prepare to be impressed, Griff. I've got two. Griff's got one.
Griff's got one.
Griff's got one.
I have one in mini golf. He said that didn't count.
That doesn't
count. No, that does not count. Get Griff on the microphone, please.
What is the best golfer you've played with who doesn't have one? Or do you think that if you are a certain handicap, you definitely have one? Because you can luck into one. You can luck
for
into
sure.
a hole-in-one.
For
but
sure.
Like if you are a... Because what was that thing they did during... Remember during COVID, didn't one guy like
it was
try
a,
forever to
it
hit
was
a...
pro.
A pro.
It showed how long it took him.
How yeah. long it took him to just hit the same shot over and over again to hit a hole-in-one.
And then Jersey Jerry did it.
It took him about 48 hours though, right?
Yeah, it was a very long time.
It's a lot.
But he did it. He accomplished it.
A lot of swings.
Yeah. Griff, tell me the story of your hole-in-one, please.
Yes. Excuse me.
So Griff Cam. Griff Cam, please.
So it was a few years ago, back whenever I was in college, I went to a par 3 course in Amarillo with a couple of buddies of mine. And we were just trying to have some fun out in the blistering heat of the Texas summer. And
Amarillo by morning.
Yep. And we were on either hole 15 or 16. It was like a... 180 yards, but it was a straight shot. I had no idea that it even went in. My friends had to tell me about it, and then I didn't believe them still, so we had to go up to the hole, find the ball in the hole, and then we finally celebrated, and it was probably one of the greatest moments of my life.
Correct. Mr. Zagura.
Yes.
Is a hole-in-one on a par 3 course a hole-in-one?
Yes. If 180 yards, yes.
It was 180?
Yeah. Yeah, that made it legit.
180
yeah.
to 200.
Okay,
yes.
So yeah. we're okay. Yeah. Well, then
so it was like a 60-yard hole. Like,
yeah, because those are there.
There are
you
some
run
of those.
Some of those.
Yeah, but no, that is 100%.
It's a hell of a par 3 hole.
100% legit.
That's a legitimate par 3 course if you're talking 180, yeah. 200 yards on a par 3.
It's not like the one at Mountain Shadows. It has some that are like 190, and there's one that's 70 to an island green, but there's 220-yard ones.
Yeah.
Griff, that's awesome.
Good job. Good job out of you, Griff.
I got two. One was in right after college in Atlanta, but it was an uphill hole, so I didn't see the ball go in.
East Lake?
It was not at East Lake, although I have played East Lake.
Naturally.
Great course. The second was a few years ago at Walden when
we had the video.
Has it on video. My kids were with me. It was unreal.
That's right. I remember that one well.
Takeoff running. It
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that
nonsense.
Was great.
I have way more makes from the fairway, even from 150 plus, than I have hole-in-ones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah, that was crazy that Miss K had it.
Unreal.
On video.
Yeah. And my kids. The odds of that are infinitesimally small.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Good job, Griff. All right. Coming up next, little brackets. We'll have a little bracket fun. Get you set. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN.
Let's go.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Be sure to check out the Browns social media channels daily to play the Browns digital scratch-off game for your chance to win club seats and other great prizes. Presented by the Ohio Lottery, the official lottery of your Cleveland Browns. The NCAA men's they say it started last night. NBC says to me, he's like, "Dad, this is ridiculous because we're watching Howard. Ohio State was playing in the NIT. And that
good game.
Howard was playing. It was. And then Howard was playing Wagner. And then it would be in a really good game. They came all the way back. And he's like, "Dad, this is ridiculous that this should be 2-16s. Like, if you win your conference tournament, you're in the tournament.
Yep.
They screwed this up.
They really screwed it up. And then you get that garbage Virginia team.
They should have fired that coach this morning.
Well, the thing is, he won a national title at Virginia.
Yeah.
So he has 6 tournament wins in the last 7 seasons. All of them are in the one run. Yeah. He has 4 one-and-dones. He has four no-win tournaments. Yeah. And then he's got the one where he won the national title, including a 16-1 loss.
His 4 last losses are all double-digit seeds in the first round.
Yeah, this was the one year where they actually were a double-digit seed as well. But, like, this is nuts. Yet he won a natty at Virginia. You can't win a national championship at Virginia. What the hell are we talking about? So it's the craziest thing. And his dad, Dick, was incredible. He was first at Wisconsin, Green Bay, and then he went to University of Wisconsin. And this is their thing. Like, they just bleed clock. Score in the 40s.
It's gross.
It's awful ball, though.
It's gross
awful.
Ball.
Yeah.
You were getting throttled last night.
They didn't score for over 9 minutes.
Yeah. Were they at 14 points in the first half, Una?
14. That's correct.
Wasn't it 40-14 at half?
It wasn't that bad of a blowout.
I thought Colorado State had 40 at half.
It was like 27-14. It was awful on both sides of the ball at that point.
And then are there two games tonight?
Yeah, Montana State plays Grambling in the early game, which that sucks for both of them. Grambling's trying to be in the tournament for the first time ever.
They should be in it.
They should be in. Like, they should have the experience of going to play Purdue. And Montana State should have the experience of being a 16 and going to play UConn.
Yes.
Like, they shouldn't be playing each other for the right to play a 1. It's absurd.
It's mean.
It's mean. Now, some of them, I will say this, some of them like it because they get the tournament share. If you win a game, you get a tournament share. So, like, for Grambling or Montana State, that's a big deal to win a tournament game. That's a big tournament share that you're getting.
Yep.
Because you're getting 2 tournament games.
All right, as you get ready to fill out your bracket.
Yeah.
This is from ESPN, the 2024 NCAA Men's Tournament, 10 rules for filling out the bracket. Number 1, advanced 1 first 4 team to the round of 32.
What was that? All right, give me this again.
What?
Advance 1 first 4 team to the round of 32.
So the most famous of this was UCLA. They went all the way to a Final Four.
At least one team that played in Dayton since 2011 advanced to the round of 32 or later.
So that could be Boise State plays Colorado tonight. Colorado State looked really good. A lot of people thought they should have been in anyway. I like that. Go ahead.
Number 2, do not predict a 16-1 upset.
Didn't do it.
Yeah. No.
Who was the other 10 that got in?
It's Colorado, Boise State tonight. Colorado State got in last night.
Okay.
Predict at least 1 12-5 upset. What are my 12 and 5s, Uno?
Bless you.
The first one is San Diego State is the 5, UAB is the 12.
I'm not doing that one.
You have St. Mary's the 5, Grand Canyon the 12.
Grand Canyon could get him. That's
Grand
Bryce
Canyon,
Drew.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon could get
that
him.
That is Pedro's alma mater.
Grand Saint Canyon or St. Mary's?
And my mom, yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. Are they the Gales?
The Gales.
Yeah.
The 5 seed Wisconsin and 12 seed James Madison.
There's one.
That's the one I got.
There's
down.
One.
Yeah, the Badgers.
I could see both of those happening.
Badgers are going down, sad.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Gonzaga and McNeese State.
McNeese State is dangerous. It's Will Wade. They score in the 90s. I could see 3 12s winning, honestly.
They had the conference player of the year, McNeese.
Yeah, I could see McNeese, Madison, and Grand Canyon all winning.
Number four from ESPN, eliminate at least one number two seed prior to the Sweet 16. Number two seeds advance to the second weekend of the tournament at a considerably lower rate, 63%, than one seed. Since seeding began in 79, all four two seeds have reached the Sweet 16 only 6 of 44 times.
So that's Tennessee. Give me the twos.
Iowa State, Marquette, Arizona, Tennessee. I have to send Arizona.
I don't know about Marquette. Marquette's got good guards. I can see Iowa State. Iowa State's been riding high, but sometimes they fall.
So they would play Washington State or Drake.
Who's that?
Iowa State.
In the first round?
No, the second round.
I like their. I think Drake's pretty good, though. People seem to like them.
So could Florida beat Marquette?
I don't think so, but maybe.
To me, the one to watch, unfortunately, is Arizona, because that Nevada team is really good.
They are good.
Nevada's got to beat Dayton first.
Both those, Dayton and Nevada.
Both of those
good
teams could probably.
The one thing that I'm curious is that's
the third best odds
Arizona
to win the tournament. Okay.
They haven't.
Let's just all calm down.
Well, here's
well, since that championship.
They haven't. Here's the thing with Zona, though. They are. One other thing, and I don't know if this is in there or not, Gibbe, so I don't want to be stepping on your research. You have to be top 20 in offense and defense. So I don't know if that's in there. There are five teams in this year's tournament.
There's another article I saw on that.
There's five teams in this year's tournament that are top five in offense rating and defense rating. It's Arizona, North Carolina, Houston, Connecticut, and Purdue.
There you go.
Number five, at least advance at least one double-digit seed to the Sweet 16. Since 1979, a double-digit seed has advanced to the Sweet 16 in 40 of 44 years, including the past 15. So the hands up there.
Yep.
Number six, advance at least one team seeded five or lower to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
There is nearly always an unexpected team. Since 79, at least one team seeded fifth or lower has advanced to the Elite Eight in 41 of 44 years.
I've got St. Mary's. St.
Your,
Mary's
your
Arizona
loyalty to family. Boy. Some would argue that the thing that you love most in the world is family.
Some would. They would be wrong. Well, no, they wouldn't be wrong. That'd be number one.
That'd be number one.
Family and friends, like personal relationships.
Personal relationships. Nana's listening. Family.
Family.
Number seven, number two. Advance a double-digit seed to the Final Four.
You know what I would be curious about on all this? Is if what if you did this in the last – if like I'm wondering what the data would look like in the last 8 years.
Well, you also have to get
because
it right.
Because forever – correct. But forever, this one of the smartest ways to like win a bracket pool in your office was chalk.
Yeah.
Because chalk – usually wins.
Yep.
A lot of ones get to the Final Four. A lot of ones get to the Elite Eight. But in the last 8 years, it's been chaos.
They said this year, I was reading something that thinks there will be more chalk early because you had so many tournaments that were busted
right
by undeserving teams that are going to be the high seeds that are going to just be smoked.
Going to get smoked.
Yeah.
All right, I got 30 seconds here. Advance no more than two teams from the same conference to the Final Four.
Yep.
Number nine, pick a number one seed to win the national championship. Don't overthink this one. Since 79, 26 of 44 national champions have been one seeds. And in number 10, it says, but don't pick UConn to do it.
So
UConn trying to go for the repeat.
That Florida was the last one to do it.
My Final Four, I got Houston, Purdue on that side, and Auburn, Arizona on the other.
I think I got Kentucky, Purdue, UConn, and Carolina, I think. Or Carolina, Arizona, I can't remember.
So you have
I probably went with Bootsy.
You have Bootsy's Houston losing to Kentucky?
Yeah.
In the Elite Eight?
Yep. That's probably it. Is that an Elite Eight game?
Yep, that would be Elite Eight.
Okay, all right.
Be a regional
Kentucky
final.
Plays no defense, but I saw him in person. It'd be a little bit of heartstrings on that.
Family. All right. Family, number one.
So much more to come. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right, kids. I wish you the best of luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it. You know what that's from?
Is that Alec Baldwin?
Yeah. Is it because of the way I delivered it that you picked
up
on that?
I felt that, yeah. And I think I remember him doing it from the Always Be Coblins, a sketch.
That's right. That's
as well
right.
as the Always Be Closing actual
the
scene.
The Always Be Coblins.
Yeah, Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I wish you luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with
it. You wouldn't have to.
Godspeed.
Dude, have a great trip, brother.
Well, got to get there first. We'll see how it goes.
Hopefully I'll see the kids this afternoon.
They'll have time. They're all packed up and ready to go.
Well, you got to send them off with a Vic.
Send them on a Vic. Yeah. Send them out on a Vic. I think you're going to have to sub Bootsy out.
I think Bootsy NBC is the best.
That's the best scenario. I'd like to see you and Beamsy and NBC go to work. I think you guys could do some work.
We haven't seen that yet.
The next level's coming up next. We're back tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.